The distribution on the left is skewed, and it's skewed in the positive direction. Now, from what we said before, in terms of the sensitivity of the mean to extreme scores, you can see that the mean will always point you in the direction of skewness. So when the mean is greater than the median, then we know that we've got a distribution that points off to the right. And that's what we have on the left-hand figure here. So this relationship of mode, median, mean describes a distribution that's positively skewed. Again, the most critical difference is that this is the difference between the mean and the median. Modes are flakier, so it's hard to know exactly where they fit in. But when you have a unimodal distribution like that, and if it's skewed, this is the relationship you'll see among these three central tendency measures. And the exact opposite occurs, of course, when the distribution is skewed the other way. If the distribution is skewed in a negative direction, then we have the mean being pulled out towards smaller numbers, so the mean is going to be less than the median, which in turn will be less than the mode when we have a unimodal distribution. So in fact, knowing these relationships, even if you didn't have a picture of the distribution, could tell you pretty much what the distribution is going to look like. So if somebody told you that you had a unimodal distribution where the mean was greater than the median, you know right off the bat it's going to be skewed to the right. If they say it's unimodal and the median is greater than the mean, then you know it's going to be skewed to the left.